This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And as Paul, you reported in the news, the diagnosis of former President Joe Biden with an aggressive form of prostate cancer has reaction pouring in from around the world.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump posts on social media that he's saddened by the news, writing, "Melania and I extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Former Vice President Kamala Harris writes, "Joe is a fighter. We are hopeful for a full and speedy recovery." Former President Barack Obama says Biden will fight cancer with his trademark resolve and grace, and that nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all its forms than Joe.
And we'll have more details in the next half hour. Two people were killed, 19 others injured. This video went viral. Two still in critical condition when a Mexican Navy ship with 277 on board crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge Saturday night.
Two crew members were killed, including a 20-year-old female cadet identified Sunday. 19 others were injured, and two remain in critical condition. Many witnesses stayed by the river's edge well into the night, offering support in Spanish to the Mexican sailors. The 300-foot vessel is a training ship for the Mexican Navy.
Did you see the video?
I did. And for those of you who haven't seen this ship, it is a tall ship with the big masts and the sails, you know. Hard to believe that the captain of this ship would sail directly at a bridge that he could not clear. It's beyond my comprehension what happened.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
And when you see the video, you'll know why and what we're talking about, because it seems, how could you not know, that it was far too tall to go under the Brooklyn Bridge. That said, this weekend, whole series of storms. You mentioned a place in Kentucky that you know.
Yes. This was in The Kentucky county we're talking about is Laurel County. This is in toward the southeastern part of Kentucky. I lived nearby there in an adjoining county. But the two cities that were hit really hard were London and Corbin. Now, Corbin is where Colonel Sanders' first business was, the Sanders Cafe. And Kentucky Fried Chicken has turned that into kind of a museum with a real fancy kind of tourist experience there, and you can also have Kentucky Fried. But that's to give you some idea of what it's like there. Real nice small communities there. Laurel County's a real nice place, and they were devastated. I mean, we're talking about losses in maybe the thousands of homes here.
From St. Louis, where initial reports put tornado wind speeds between 136 and 165 miles an hour, to Virginia, where wind and hail reached as far east as Washington, D.C.
Sound like a roll of thunder.
And along the way, Laurel County, the home of 17 of the estimated 19 people killed in Kentucky.
Oh, when you see it, it's never ceases to amaze me the devastation that those tornadoes can do.
These are the kind of storms you expect to hear about hitting Tulsa, Oklahoma, right?
Right.
You know, the panhandle of Texas, up into Kansas. You don't expect this in eastern Kentucky, but it's what happened. We may be in for a real ride this year with severe weather in the U.S. We're off to a fast start.
Yes, and looking at the AccuWeather forecast into the holiday weekend, it looks like it's going to be very cool. Temperatures expected to be, these are highs. So for many, Friday, 56, 59 Saturday, both days chance for some rain. 66 Sunday looks dry, and then Memorial Day Monday, 66.
It seems more like May temperatures, doesn't it?
Yes.
We've been unusually warm here for a while.
Yeah, and now unusually cool, looks like the rest of the way through May. The White House today will be the focal point for a very important conversation. President Trump says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin are scheduled to speak at 10 o'clock to discuss a possible end of the war in Ukraine. And then he's supposed to speak to Ukrainian President Zelensky after that.
I hope it's a success.
Hoping they can shut it down, right? Some resolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is going on around the country? This third busiest transit strike is over already.
This thing in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
And they, I mean, imagine trying to get back and forth to work without the ability to commute on the train.
It caused absolute chaos.
Yeah.
Starting at the end of last week.
The vast majority of the people who I know that live in New Jersey, several now, who live in there, but they work in New York, that they get into town on the train. That's it. That's the only way in and out for them. And so
right.
I had friends who didn't get to work last week.
They just couldn't go.
No, they just stayed home.
And something you only hear here, I thought this was interesting enough to share it. New research in the Journal of Athletic Training suggests a link between ADHD and concussions. It found high school athletes with a concussion and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder took longer to recover to get back to the classroom and sports.
The benefit of sport far outweighs the risk. All types of injuries are going to happen in all types of circumstances.
That's Steve Bergoglio, who's the director of the University of Michigan Concussion Center, suggesting they're trying to do the work they can to help. But they're telling kids still participate in athletics at the same time. Because a lot of people would say, well, I'm not going to participate in anything like soccer. And it's not just football, obviously.
No, I was surprised to find out the number of people who are concussed playing soccer.
Right.
When they do, what do they call it, a header, right?
And watching some highlights from the WNBA, it got ugly over the weekend.
Yeah, I guess Caitlin Clark and
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese, yeah. But I was going to say the other one, but
it almost turned into a boxing match.
Oh man, I'm sorry to see that happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nasty.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. You're going on a picnic this weekend or a little camping trip. We got you covered. AUDACY, and we'll keep you informed. Breaking news, weather information, obviously. Always important. We got you covered. And Paul, very excited. Next few days.
I suppose this will be the big summer blockbuster movie, huh?
Tom Cruise, yeah. We have a report. He was in Cannes, France for the film festival there. Was in New York over the weekend to promote his movie where he does all his stunts. Stunning. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning at AMC Waterfront. We have a screening coming up this Wednesday night at 7. We'd like you to go. Support for KDK Radio comes from Paramount Pictures, presenting Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Tom Cruise has Ethan Hunt, and it's in movie theaters around the country on Friday and IMAX, too, May 23rd. 412-922-1020. 412-922-1020. Caller number what, Paul?
Let's make it four.
Four. There you go, Aaron. She smiles. Someday we should just make it like 89 or something.
Oh, boy.
We won't do that to you, Aaron, until we do at some point. Meanwhile, I guess over the weekend, people still go to the movies, but this one, to your point, Paul, will probably be the early summer blockbuster. And so you never saw a Mission Impossible movie, have you?
Nope.
But I'm going to have to straighten that out.
You better.
You know, but I guess I should start with the first one and work my way up.
You could just pick any one.
Really? They're not sequential, in other words.
No, okay. They're really not. It's not like Jason Bourne, Bourne Identity. Mm-hmm. They kind of had a theme going. But with Mission Impossible, each mission is different. And
what I find interesting about why I want to watch is I learned this morning, I did not know this, that Tom Cruise does all his own stunts in these movies. That's an amazing thing for a 62-year-old man to be doing.
It's actually unbelievable, the stuff he does. And this is his, you know, adrenaline. The guy's got all the money in the world. He's got all the fame in the world. He's got all the things that people in that industry would ever dream of and more.
Mm-hmm.
And he just doesn't get juiced unless he's doing the stunts. That's where he gets his, you know, jollies. And this went back to his aircraft. He's a pilot too, and he flies. And in the last Maverick movie, there are some scenes where he's doing the flying.
Yeah, he's actually how they set that up. I don't know if you caught this or not, but they had the scenes where he's in the cockpit. He looks like he's flying the plane, but he's actually behind the pilot.
Right.
He's in the training seat behind the pilot, and I don't know which aircraft it was, maybe an F-18, but he does all of the things that you see him doing in the cockpit, pulling all these G's and all that. He actually did all of that.
He jumps out of a helicopter in this one. So that'll be the big movie to kick off. The movie season is really around the Memorial weekend. So you can check out Tom Cruise. You know, my brother Pat drove Tom Cruise when he filmed Jack Reacher here for 3 months.
And I didn't realize they were here that long.
Him and he was married to Katie Holmes at the time,
mm-hmm.
and their daughter was with them periodically.
They did some shooting from the garage right below where I used to live, right next to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Station when we were downtown.
Because it had that circular exit,
yep.
where you go down and you got to pay attention, either you hit the wall.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about that is my brother asked me, he goes, hey, Tom and Katie want to do something fun with Siri, their daughter. And I said, do a hayride at Sorgel's out in Wexford. And they did.
Hey.
Can you imagine?
Good for them.
You're out there at Sorgel's Pumpkin Fest and you get on the hayride and you're like, you look like Tom Cruise. You look like Katie Holmes. Actually, they said they had a great time. So that's the hot movie what else is going on. How about a misprint? File this story under hashtag you had one job. Workers in this little town in Alabama were tasked with painting the highway. They only had to paint the word south on the ground, but they spelled it S-O-O-T-H. And so they misspelled south.
You had one job.
So it's like, that's it. They actually apologized and then had to repaint it north. Happy Monday. This is Larry Richard, the Big K Morning Show. A lot going on leading into the Memorial Weekend. And in our 9 o'clock hour, we're going to check in, Aaron, with a group that is headed this way. And they've done this in the past. And it's the Follows in Carnegie. They welcome veterans who are on their way to the nation's capital to experience the memorials, the war memorials that are there. And this group of vets will be here this morning. And they have, I think the last time they came, they had 5 busloads. And they stop, have breakfast here, and then keep rolling on for the Memorial Weekend.
I can't believe we're here already. Time truly flies. I feel like it was just Memorial Weekend last year.
And I heard one of our colleagues say, yeah, before you know it, it'll be July 4th. No, we're not wishing the summer away. That it's not even here yet.
Right. And July 4th, for most people, is like that turning point holiday.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, we're in the middle of summer. And it's like, how? We just got started.
I mean, many schools have just a few weeks left. Many and most of the colleges have already been out and done their graduations. And now it's grad party season.
Oh, yes.
Did you get any invitations?
That's what I did. You're refreshing my memory. Saturday around 3, I went to a graduation party and have another in a few weeks.
Of which there will be many.
So many, whether it's college or high school.
And then the graduation ceremonies. Big stuff for the families and for the kids.
Yes.
So the big news yesterday is we got word of former President Joe Biden with this aggressive form of prostate cancer. With more details, CBS's Naomi Ruckum.
From former rivals to world leaders, kind messages are pouring in for the former president. Biden's team maintains there is an effective treatment for his cancer. Still, according to the CDC, age is the most common risk factor. And when former President Biden left office in January, he was the oldest president in U.S. history.
Former President Joe Biden and his family say they're reviewing treatment options after he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has spread to his bones. In a statement, the Biden family says the diagnosis came after doctors found a nodule on his prostate when he was seen for increased urinary symptoms.
There's been tremendous progress in the treatment of prostate cancer over the last decade and a half.
Cancer doctors say there are effective treatments despite the 82-year-old former president's advanced age.
Patients, even who are diagnosed with more aggressive, more advanced stage disease, can live many years and have good quality of life.
President Donald Trump reacted on social media saying, "Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Former President Barack Obama adding in a statement, "Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all its forms than Joe. And I'm certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace." Mr. Obama was referring to Mr. Biden's Cancer Moonshot Initiative, aimed at better research, prevention, and care.
Let's end cancer as we know it. Cure some cancers once and for all.
The initiative was inspired by his late son, Beau Biden's battle with brain cancer.
The announcement of the former president's cancer diagnosis comes as a new book detailing concerns over his health toward the end of his time in office is set to be released tomorrow.
CBS's Naomi Ruckum. So we'll continue to follow that story, and we'll also follow news out of the White House about a 10 o'clock call with President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, and then expected that President Trump will talk to President Zelensky of the Ukraine. Meanwhile, over the weekend, there were two big events. the Monster Jam at Acrisure Stadium, and then Pearl Jam Friday and Saturday, sold-out shows. And Eddie Vedder, who helped keep the Roberto Clemente Museum alive during COVID, he became a fan, did a tribute to Roberto and also to the sports town. He's become a Pittsburgh fan, just loves the town, loves the sports teams. Did a shout-out to Franco Harris and all the sports teams. It was kind of a cool moment for people who were looking for a little escape to go out and enjoy some great music.
Yeah, even though the city is kind of under construction as a whole, there's a lot going on, whether it's sports, music festivals. This is a fun season for the city.
Yeah, and we're also coming up in the next half hour going to get an update on the airport, which is scheduled to open late summer, early fall. Christina Kasotis had kind of laid down a deadline of June to get everything done, and then they will schedule a grand opening. So we'll get a progress report from our buddy Paul Goff of the Business Times.
Yeah, maybe we need a countdown clock for the airport as well.
You know what? That's a great idea. Now that we have a 2026 NFL draft countdown clock on the North Shore there between the stadium and the river, why not an airport?
Hey, literally this morning, I'm looking up at the TV and your former partner, why am I blanking?
John
right
Shumway.
Yes, he said.
How could you forget the Shummer?
I have no clue. It was in my head, but he said Mondays are popular for airport, you know, people early morning driving to the airport. And to me, driving through two tunnels, it kind of seems like every day as we go into the summer. So people are at the airport. They want to know what's going on.
Speaking of which, one of the things I saw over the weekend, because they did an update tour, was just reaffirmation that there will be 12 TSA lanes, which will be hopefully eliminate a lot of long lines. But the, you know, fly times, let's see. How are we doing this morning? Because it can look, oh, this is good. 1 minute. That's it.
Wow.
So if you're going through the TSA this morning, just 1 minute. And travel, obviously, you'll hear a lot about people driving this weekend coming up. There'll be a lot of people on the roads. And tomorrow, the long-awaited primary voting day.
It's here. Unbelievable.
Finally here. And we'll get a preview. Pretty much Mayor Ed Gainey and Cory O'Connor head-to-head, split between the Democratic Party. Remember, in a primary, you can only vote for your registered party.
Right.
And then in the fall, it's open to everybody. So a lot going
on. From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, on Sunday it was announced former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer.
I think this is obviously a really good moment to talk about screening. Make sure you have that conversation with your doctor about getting screened.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Yeah, I think this is obviously when somebody this famous is diagnosed with a disease, then there's a tremendous focus on that. And part of his legacy, I would imagine, that he wants, because his son Bo died of cancer years ago, that he tried to move the needle on cancer research.
Police and the FBI are now investigating anti-Semitic flyers distributed in Squirrel Hill.
And another disturbing example of our Jewish community here in particular, the continuous waves and waves of hate-type speech.
Well, it's just to see that news when I came in this morning just really was a gut punch.
Extremely disheartening.
Now, on the upside, Larry, we have the summer movie season is about to start, and we've got a big blockbuster in the making, I think, here.
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Tom Cruise in New York.
They've never seen anything as big as this on screen. They're going to see sequences that really will never be filmed again.
And he does his own stunts.
Amazing.
These incredible, extremely dangerous stunts. I guess that's the only way he still is the thrill seeker and gets...
It's an impressive feat for someone in his early 60s, don't you think?
Yeah. And a testament to... and you don't feel like doing something, you go, well, Tom does. And that will open on Friday, by the way.
The unofficial start of summer, right?
Yep. And we will have tickets for a screening at AMC Waterfront Theater to give away in our next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.